Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Mem Tes. Gemara continues on the theme we spoke yesterday, where the Gemara discusses the reasons for the brachos, the number of brachos in Shmoneh Esrei for 18, and then for Shabbos, and then for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then the Gemara ended off with the reasons for the 24 brachos that we say on a Tainus and a Tainus Tzibur. And the Gemara says they bring down from Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech prepared the Mizmorim during the time of the Chanukah of Beis HaMikdash, he prepared the Tefillah, and that is where the 24 Tefillos, that's where the basis of the Tefillah during Tainus, which is equally considered an Eighth Sorah. The Gemara now, with the mention of the Tainus, the Gemara asks a question, Nogeya, to a famous Machlokes. When is the tefillah said, the special tefillah that's said for a tainus? Where and when is it said? So the Gemara says, Rab Zira b'shem Rab Yirmiyah, Yachid b'tainus tzibur tzorech lahaski mein amara. A person, a yachid, that's fasting, so when he davens, he has to say the tefillah saneinu that you say during for a tainus. And again, we're talking about the inyan of a tefillah of a yachid, a tzibur. We'll see, it's a little bit different. Everyone agrees that to where that a Tainus Shel Tzibur, where the bracha is said, which bracha is said. Well, here we're talking about a Tainus Yachid, a person who's a Tainus Yachid, a Yachid Tainus B'Tzibur, Torah Las Man Amroa. He has to say B'Tainus Tzibur, not when the Tzibur is davened together, but his own tefillahs. Achenu Amar, where does he say? Where does he say in the Shmoneh Esrei, where would he say the tefillah Anenu? So Gemara says, Ben Goral Yisrael Roifei L'Chaylem. That is where you say the bracha between those two brachas. And the Gemara says, what's the bracha that said? Anenu Hashem, Anenu Ba'es Uba'ona Hazos. Answer as a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this time and in this season. Okay, but Sarah God Lanachta, we're in a big Tzara. Atasti Panechemenu. Be'at Tesalim Et Chanasenu. Don't turn away from our tefillos. Don't turn away from us. Ki'at Hashem Ona Be'es Sarah. Hoda Matzil Mecholeis Mitzuka. You answer as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kaiso answers every time. Is an Eitz Sarah, Yitzaku El Hashem Batzar Lehem and Utsayim Yotziyim, and the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech refers to that they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in distress, and take them out of Mitzrayim, V'achadu Hashem, O'ne Ve'eitz Sarah. Because the bracha is, the sikkim of the bracha, the chasim of the bracha, is O'ne Ve'eitz Sarah. Answers, the Kaisel answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'eitz Sarah. Based upon the Pasuk, Yanku Hashem B'yoyim Sarah, that is the pasuk that we say, and therefore we say it in this bracha between the brachas of the Goral Yisrael and Roifei Cholim to answer the bracha to say the bracha of Anenu. Gemara says that's one opinion of the Gemara. That's the opinion of Rav Zira B'Shem Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yanai, in the name of Yisrael Ben Rav Yanai, says that it's Omer B'Shemei Tefillah. We say it in Shemei Tefillah. The bracha of Anenu was said in Shmei Tefillah, which is Be'etzem, as Mefarshim explained, with Shmei Tefillah, is that this is the bracha that we put in all special requests, all special bakashos, and therefore this is the bracha there to put it in. So we have, again, two things. When it's a yachid is being koveya tefillah, and it's a tainus tzibur, and he's being koveya a tefillah of Anenu for his own tainus. So we have a machlekes amarayim. Is it said in the? Do we say it in machlekes in the? Do we say it in the bracha of Goel Refei, or do we say it in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah machlekes? The Gemara is going to try to prove one way or the other, and we're going to see the halacha lemaisa of what we do. The way we know it, we do like the Bavli. We are knowing to say the tzibur, the chazan sheikh tzibur says it. Ben Goel Refreinu, but a person in his Shmoneh Esrei Shel Yachid says it dafka in Shema Koleinu. That is the way we know it. So the Gemara says, "Yonah b'Shem Ra." I feel Yachid Jacob Tainet Latzmo to Laskmeinu. Even a person, not a tefillah, a Tainet Seber where a Yachid is davening, but even a Tainet Yachid, a person is. His own personal fast day, a tainus kalom, or any other reason that he's makabel tainus on himself. So he's, as the Silsa Ben Avra, where does he say it? Vekma Echon Amra, where does he say it? Gemara says, he says it, the which tree does he say it? So the Gemara says, Rav Zera B'Shem Rav Huna, Kalelo Shal Shabbos V'Yomah. So interesting, what is the Gemara's Kasha, Echon Hu Amra? So we have different ways to read the Gemara's Kasha, but the Haredim learns the Gemara's Kasha. It says, Kolom Ezu Tefila Masker In Yana, where do we say Anenu? Arvis Kodom Tainas Kaskara Shabbos, Odilma Kivin the Matzi Le'echo, but Laila Acha Arvis, Eder Maskele Shakos Mencho Arvis, that Dainu Bataniso. So the way the Haredim learns the Gemara's Kasha is a very interesting Kasha. When do we say, we know that say Anenu, so you say it three times as Shemoneh Esrei. Three times, you have three Shemoneh Esreis a day. But when would you start it? Do you start it like Shabbos? Will you start Shabbos? When do you start saying, would say, you say it Friday night, Leil Shabbos, and you continue Shachar, say Mincha, but Ma'ariv, Matzei Shabbos, you don't say it, it's already the Chol. So do you say Anenu, when, like the same way, where you start off at night, even though you fast, you didn't fast that day, but you're going to fast the next day, you start saying Anenu at night, and then Shachar, say Mincha, and then you stop saying it by Ma'ariv? Or do we say no? Since you ate that day, you don't say it at night like you'd say Friday night by Shabbos. You don't say Anenu there. You say Shachus Mincha and then Ma'ariv, even though now Matzei that night, the end of that night after Ma'ariv is already no longer Tainus, but since when you said it, the tzad is, but Dainu B'Taniso, until you finish Ma'ariv, you're still in your Tainus. So therefore maybe the Anenu is said there, even though the night is going on the next day you're not going to be fasting. So that's the way the Haredim learns the Gemara Shaila. Others learn differently. The simple pshat of the Bnei Moshe and the Rashmi Salua says, "Ezu Mokom Mei Bracha Zatfila Tarok Mei Yom Anenu." Where do we say it? Where do we say in which bracha? So we say it in Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, but which bracha in Shemoneh Esrei do we say? Do we say it? So the so that's the same idea. It says, "Balelo Shal Shabbos V'Yomo." So the Hainer Avish Akhnis Shabbos at Mincha, but not Matzei Tainus. That was the Gemara Shaila. Again, do we say it then, or do we say it Koveya later for the Tainus even afterwards? That is the Gemara Shaila. So Shabbos is really not laptop because Shabbos Yom. I'm just giving you like the Pnei Moshe's Lashon is a similar Baalma. Just give an example. We start the night before by Shabbos, so to here as well. So the Gemara says that the same thing over here. Anenu would be said on the night Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. So the Gemara says, based on that, we come out. The Gemara says, "L'chayra," that the we don't do that. We only say our minog is only to say anenu only on mincha time. The Tashia Sibra says it in the morning. Says it in the morning in the beginning of the davening, but the Yakid in Shemoneh Esrei only says it only in the Mincha time, we don't say it any other time, and we don't say any other three tefillos, in Machlokes Rishonim here, but that's how the Mechaber Paskin turned, Mechaber Paskin, like the Sheet of the Baal Amar, that we don't say it except for Mincha, is how we're knowing. Says the Gemara, Amar Manai, Manai says L'chayra, I know the little Badate. This Shaila Gemara says, this question of when do you say, which tefillah do you say it in? Do you say it in Bengal Rofe, or do you say it in Shmei Tefillah? I know a little about Dika. I wasn't ever buried the Shaila. I wasn't Mavadik the Shaila. He says, I ain't Gahadad Rav Yirmiyah. Whether we pass like Rav Yirmiyah, who says you say it between Goyel and between Rafeinu, or Gahadad Rav Yana B'Shem Rav Yishmael. We say it and we say it in Shema Koleinu, in Shemaya Tefillah. I wasn't pushing the Shaila between which one of the two we say it. So the Gemara says, but Salki Lesidre, when I went to the base Medrash, so the Gemara says, so then, Shamedi Rav Huna, Rav Yoina B'Shem Rav, I learned the name of Rav Yoina in the name of Rav, I feel Yachid Shagazar Al Atzmo Tainis, so I'll ask him, Ein Amara. You have to say, Ein Amara, even then if you're saying it by yourself. Hosser Rav Yose, and in the base Medrash, Rav Yose, you ask the Kasha, Hamid Zampaliga, Lekar, the Bryces, Shver, in the name of Rav, it's a steer to the Braisa, the Kasha of the Braisa, Yom HaMizbah Shemoneh Esrei, B'Matzei Shabbos, U'B'Matzei Yom HaKippurim, U'B'Matzei Tainas Tzibur. So you see that when do we say these Shemoneh Esrei? Only when? Only when where it's a Matzei after a fast or after a Shabbos. or after you see that we don't say Aneinu there for about 9. Because it's 18, it's not 19. We don't add another bracha. So the chayra we see that it must be that we don't say a separate bracha for Aneinu, but rather we say it, which means between Goyel and Rafeinu, but rather we say it as part of the tefillah. We say it together with in Shema Tefillah. And that's how we say the bracha, the lechayra. The Gemara says, you know, even though it wasn't a shayla, but the lechayra, from here we can bring a raya from the shayla, when we answer Aneinu, when we're meisa, when we answer, when we start Meirev, the lechayra, we can be poshet the shayla, that therefore we do not say Meirev, we do not say it by Meirev, we only say it by one time. And that time would be when we say we don't add a new bracha to it, and therefore we say the bracha would be by Shema Tefillah. So the Gemara says, Bain min mar Yosei, that where Yosei is my season peliga, that the mission lechayra is a kasha and rav, haviha, esvei ben golar fayra yisrael, lechayra comes out according to Rav Yirmiyah, there will be the halacha. In other words, the Gemara is saying that we see based upon the tefillah b'aneinu, based upon the way Rav Mani was miyashi, the makloike between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yamai, and he wanted to prove an uraya like Rav Yirmiyah, lechayra, the Gemara says, it seems that therefore the halacha is like that. The chayra, that's the way he was pushing the shayla, the makloikas, would come out that therefore this would be the halacha like Rabbi Yo. Memela, it's not said, according to Rabbi Yo, we would say it as a separate bracha. Not no gay to us, we pass it again like the Bavle, neither like the kasha of the Yerushalmi, or nor like the teretz of the Yerushalmi, but rather that we, again, we make a difference between the tefillas yachid and the tefillas rabim. Between Shiat Zibra. The Shiat Zibra, again, we say, does it early, does it by Goli, or by make a separate bracha, Vanenu ben Goli the Roife, but the Yochid does it between Shemei and Tfilah. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Zakti Gemar. Amar Avi Akka, Akka, Bebe Yitzvah, 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 another halacha he says, and we'll see where we say it. Tisha B'Av, you have to also say Minamara. You have to say something, Nogeya, not on Aneinu, not to a fast day, but a special din about the, but special tefillah about Tisha B'Av. A special tefillah about Tisha B'Av, the tefillah of knocking. So it says, why would we say it? What's the tefillah? Zerachas HaMelech, Kedem HaRach, Mecha, Rab, Mecha, Zdecha, Nemonim. Aleinu, Ve'elam, Ka Yisrael, Yushlai, Mirakal, Tzimash, Gan, Kvodecha. Ve'ela, Ira, Ve'elach, Areva, Arusa, Vashamema, and Asuna biyad zarim was given to the Israelites, so was given to the hands of strangers. Hamusa biyad arutzim was trampled in the hands of those who destroyed of Yeshua and the Ganyonos. And the armies went ahead and took control of the Mokmai Mikdash of Yerushalayim. The armies took away the Yerushalayim, the Mokmai Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. So Mela, therefore, we say this tefillah of Rakim, which is not really Rakim, we say Nachim. And they say the tefillah that we say it. Now, when do we say it? Again, do we say it? Shachris Mincha Meirev. We're going to see in a minute the Gemara. Rishul is Yonos for Yalu. The Gemara says the Oyday Kasilim, and those who worship idols went into Mavaza the base of Mikdash. You saw him cut us out to Nakla. Lazera Yeshua and Yerusha Arashta. You gave it to Klai Israel as a Yerusha. Kabeish Yitzat to Beish Yitzat with Nosa. Beish was destroyed with fire, and you're going to rebuild it with Eish. Ka'amar has a state in the Pasik. In Zechariah, Aniyeh Elonan Hashem, Chaimas Eisaviv LeKavod Eiyabesoka. Kadosh Baruch Hu, by the word of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the wall of fire surrounded it and destroyed it. And that's the way the wall of fire will come. Le'asid Lavo, and we rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And some say with the same fire. Kibeish Yisata. Someone once said Upshat Beish Ata Uvaish Ata. Not Stam Eish, but Uvaish. That Eish that you went destroyed it for, that same fire will come in and to what it called. So the Gemara said, this is the tefillah of Nakim that you say. The question is, the Gemara is discussing, when do we say this? Where in the tefillahs in Shemar Esrei would we say it? Where would we say this? Avida, the Sipurim boy, come in Rabbah. He asked the Shaykh Rabbah, where do we say it? Where do we fit it? Amar lo yadayin einat lezu. And you still are not clear. You don't even know the halacha. You're still not sure. Kol dav, we have a rule. Kol dav eshul levar amlevoda. Any tefillah that was saying something about the future that's going to come, then you say that tefillah la'asid lava, you say ba'avoda. Kol dav eshehu l'sha'avar omer ba'avoda. But something you're saying over a tefillah about the past, what took place in the past, that you say ba'avoda, you say it in the birchos hodah. You say it in the hodah right, when you say it modu manakul, loch you say it bahuda, that's the guy with the tefillah of Moedim. So we say it there, we say the same thing over there, we say the same adot. When we say speak about something in the past, we say about adot. That's balanisim, we say it, we just finished Chanukah, we say it in adot. So Mamela, be the same thing over here, we should say it in adot because it's for the future. It's for the Mokam HaMikdash, it's for the future, it's for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, that you're going to be rebuilt. So the Gemara is going to explain where we see it from. What is this rule? So let's just read the Gemara brings a Raya, Mastisan, Amrakein. We talk about a Mishnah that says this, a Mishnah that we had before that said, Noisin Odola Sha'avar, the Tzayik Liyasad Lavo. Person gives thanks on what he received in the past, and it grows Tzayik, and he cries out Liyasad Lavo. So again, this Mishnah is like a Zikaron to tell you, again, when you're talking about things in the past, it's Lodah, you're thanking Makosh Brachos Odah. But things in the future, that is a Bracha of Bakosha Liyasad Lavo. Therefore, that bracha you make, that's a bracha that you make later. So that is a bracha that you make later. So again, the explanation over here is that the lishava. So the charedim explains that when do we say this bracha? When do we say this tefillah? When do we say this tefillah? So it says when we say this, when we say it in the future lavos. Also referring to the. We say Rakim, we're talking about the future, says the Rashi Masalok. That's a lavos, he said in Rakim. But where you're talking about the past, Hodah, then you say it in the Hodah because that is the bracha that you say. Now, Lamaisa, this is the Shaila of Tutsadim, as the Gemara says in the Bible, and Rashi Masalok brings down Barichas. What the Shaila was in the Beis Medrash, Begolar Foy, is the bracha is again not where you say it only. But whether you say it a bracha of the atzma, so therefore the Avdolah you say about the chonein, why? Because it's not asked by itself. You're saying part of the bracha. You're not saying another bracha. So you put it together with the brachos. Anenu that you say between those two brachos, that is a bracha that you say of the atzma. And since it's a bracha of the atzma, therefore you make a separate bracha between gol and refer. But where you're saying it as part of the general brachos, then you say it together. In the Boni Yerushalayim, and that's what he said. We're noyeg v'aloka to do it Boni Yerushalayim. If you look at the riff that the Charedim brings down, the riff Paskins and Maseches Tainios, the Olam Noagul Asker Boni Yerushalayim, the Somuku on the Bavle that says in Bo Adam Loimer B'Soif Kol Bracha Main Bracha Oimer. So since the bracha we have a bracha of Boni Yerushalayim, and that bracha still went Boni Yerushalayim, and the bracha they were saying now the bracha of Nachim is a bracha that has to do. With being Yerushalayim, so Mele, it goes together where you say the bracha. So even though we have a rule, we just established a rule, it's either one of two. If it's on the Sha'avar, it goes into the bracha. If it's on the Avar, so then in Bracha said to go, then you say Bahodah. If it's on the future, if it's on the Davar Asad Lavo, you say it, then you say it by Babra Kasha, you say it in the Avodah. So Mele, that would be the rule by all things. However, by Bnei Yerushalayim, we don't do, we change, by the Indian of Nachem, we do it differently, because as the Rif, that the quotes in that the Charedim quote, that it's unique over here, because it's Me'ein HaBracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Since that bracha is talking about Yerushalayim, and the Halacha L'Maaseh, and Magen Avraham Paskin, the Avudrim Paskin, the Yerushalayim Paskin this way, that we know it to say it there, because it's part of the bracha is nogeya too, the bracha of the Bnei Yerushalayim, and that's the Rasomku Nogu Lamri Bnei Yerushalayim, because even though we always say Sholom Tzrucha V'Shemayat Tfila, it's Meina Bracha, and that's why we say it in a special bracha that we say over here. Mishnah continues to be Sholom Meina Shemone Esrei. So we have one bracha 18, and we have a second sheet of Yeshua that you don't say Shemone Esrei, be Mein Shemone Esrei. An abridged version. What's the abridged version? What does this mean in an abridged version of Shemone Esrei? How many are we talking about? What is the abridged version? Akleikes, Rav, and Shmuel. Rav says, Sof Ka Bracha Bracha. The abridged version is the ending of each bracha. So you say the first three, the second three, and you say the 12 brachas, and we're going to tell you exactly what we say. Is the end of each bracha, you're chasing with the end of each bracha, that we don't change. And Shmuel says, Reish Ka Bracha Bracha. No, we don't chasing the bracha. We say
the just the beginning of the brachos. We have the three in the first three and the second three, but the middle ones are just a condensed version, doesn't have the chasima and lebracha, and that's still considered the 12, considered the 12 that we say is part of the main of the Shemona Esrei. Mara says, where do we see this from? Is Tanya Tanya Shabbat Me'en Shemona Esrei? If some Tanaim will learn refers to the seven brachos that are the bridge. Is Tanya Tanya Shemona Esrei? Some say it's the bracha learn out of the that it's the 18. What does it mean, the 18? It means Man Yom Shemona Me'en Shemona Esrei. The one who learns seven has Misael Shemona. It's a Raya Shmuel who says, what do? You just say. The first three, the second three, and then you have one big brach in the middle, which condensed all the brach to 12 together. That's seven. What it says 18 means really 18, but in abridged 18, that means Messiah the Rav, who holds that you say the first three, the second three, and then you have the kasim of all the 12 in the middle, but you don't say the full brach, an abridged version, but you have the kasim, the siyum you have of it, the kasim you have of it. The sof called bracha v'bracha, and that's the combination of the twin, of the twin that you have. Murray explains, what does it mean? An example. What's the idea of a brid, main, a mura? Say, Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel. Amalei said to him, Ezu, Ma'in, Mshav, Amen. What's the seven that you said that's main for Nesra? Rav Shmuel, what are the seven? Amalei said to him, Haveneinu, Ritzeinu, Ritzeinu, Sachlanu, Goalenu, Rufachalenu, Rekshavaseinu. So you put the theme of all those brachas together in one bracha, so you have the 12, but it all corresponds to the one bracha, Baruch Hashem Aleinu Hashana Hazot. They all correspond to that bracha, and they're all in that bracha itself together without the chasima, and that would be the seven that we incorporate into the bracha. Into the bracha. So the Gemara says that is the chasima of the bracha. So we have this machlokes tanoim would be the explanation of the machloka of Rav and Shmuel of how we divide up the brachas. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanan, Gemara says, Kanga said, Amei Yishama, what about if it's raining? What about the bracha we say? We have to say the bracha of the same talamata. So what do we do in such a bracha, in such a time? How do we eat? Amei Yishama, if it's the winter season, Amrim Gishme Bracha. We say the bracha, we say Gishme Bracha. We say that it should be considered included in the Gishme Bracha. Again, it's not a bracha itself. As the Pnei Moshe explains, if it's the winter time, Omrim Baruch Shaseinu BeGishme Bracha. And we say in Baruch Shaseinu, we eat on Gishme Bracha. And that's sufficient to the what they call it. Now, what about in the summertime? Where it says, Im Omrim Batal Gishme Bracha. What about if it's considered it's the summer, Omim Talei Bracha. We say Talei Bracha, resting on the same Tal. So interesting, if you look at the Pnei Moshe, the Kanto Sofu, Bezman HaKayetshu, Bezman Talolim, Mokim Shematino Kotsu, Pesifia Devuslim, Kamatov. We don't say anything. In other words, this is the basis of this Yerushalmi, of the Girsa of this Yerushalmi, would be the basis of whether we say what Nusach we say. Those who say, don't say anything, if they don't say the same Talamata, they say the same bracha. But what we say in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, when we say Masha Baruch Managash, Masha Baruch Manatol, so those who say, those who daven Ashkenaz only say it by Geshem, only say it by the wintertime. That's when they say it. And they don't say anything when it's the summertime. But it's the, they don't say anything. But the Nusach Sfar, of course, we have to say, says it as well. So the Chayra says the Pnei Moshe, that depends on the gears. Was manakayetz, was man talolim. We say it, do we use that brush? Do we use that kaviyas or not? Do we say that bracha? So it depends on whether we're soymichin or not, whether we're chaysimin or not. And that seems to be the chayra of how you would learn the nusach of the sugya. This is Bertan and Shulchan Aruch that we have. Again, so we have a thing, we have in the Bavli, we say that we put Geshem Aloch is, we don't, Mar says, we don't put Geshem, we have a separate bracha for Geshem. We don't put that as part of it. But Lamaisa, here we do. So when you have to say it, according to when you have to say it, when you need the Geshem, so then you say it. Even according to those who say the abridged version that we have in the Bavli, you don't say it. But if you had to say it, you would say it. You would add that on. But otherwise, we don't say it at all. But again, if you say on the ones who say Batalei, bracha would be the Chered, the ones who say it, the same we say the same idea that we would incorporate that as well. The same towel would incorporate as well the same bracha to incorporate it even in the summertime. We would put it as part of the bracha. When we add on the rest of the other brachas that we add on, when we add on, we put together of the kabbas shofar. So we add on the kabbas nitche is the bracha of we add on the fuzarimat. The same on lech lishbot, and those who make a mistake, good judge, that's the bracha of Hashiva Shavtenu. And Yishmu Kol Kosei Baruch, that's the bracha we talk about the Olam Hashina. That's the bracha that we say, and those who sin, those who put their trust in you, Avisham Tashit Yagir, those are the Rishayim. Yishmu Kol Kosei Baruch, that's the bracha that we say, Baal Tzadikim, Mishanim, Mishanim, Mitzal, Baal Tzadikim. And Avinu Necha, Rishakish Mikash, Mishamach Dovdeko, is the bracha of what? Of Yerushalayim. The Bunny Yerushalayim, that's Samach Dovid that we put together. Yishama puts it together to be said early in one bracha. The Kiter Nikra Ta'ena, the Ka'ama, Ayater Nikra Aniena, Metabi Manayashmo, Bracha Hashem Shemea Kol Takninena, Bracha Hashem Shemea Tfila. This would all be part of that Kasimas HaBracha that we'd put in, incorporating all these other parts into, to incorporate. If it would be the Bracha Zabinena, we incorporate the Shema Kalenu into one large bracha, and that would incorporate all seven into the same bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Here we say we have a different. In the Bavli, it's the same idea. So the Bavli adds on a few other things into that central bracha. But this is the way the bracha ends over here. And the Yerushalmi ends him in such a lashon. With such a lashon. The Gemara says, and ends off of Moshe's bracha. We say the first three. And on the third, last three, we say those three. We add on, we conclude. That's how we conclude the brachos, that the chasima of the bracha we would incorporate into that chasima, and that's how we would end. We get the brachos of the final brachos of the that we incorporate into together of Avinenu. We put together to make the full 18 with the abridged version of 7 versus the Me'ein Shmonesre of the 18. Continue from here tomorrow.